Atonement by Ian McEwan. Read by Carol Boyd. Part 1. Chapter 1. The play, for which Bryony had designed the posters, programmes and tickets, constructed the sales booth out of a folding screen tipped on its side, and lined the collection box in red crepe paper, was written by her in a 2-day tempest of composition, causing her to miss a breakfast and a lunch. When the preparations were complete, she had nothing to do but contemplate her finished draft and wait for the appearance of her cousins from the distant north. There would be time for only one day of rehearsal before her brother arrived. At some moments chilling, at others desperately sad, the play told a tale of the heart whose message, conveyed in a rhyming prologue, was that love which did not build a foundation on good sense was doomed. The reckless passion of the heroine, Arabella, for a wicked foreign count, is punished by ill fortune when she contracts cholera during an impetuous dash towards a seaside town with her intended. Deserted by him and nearly everybody else, bedbound in a garret, she discovers in herself a sense of humour. Fortune presents her a second chance in the form of an impoverished doctor, in fact a prince in disguise, who has elected to work among the needy. Healed by him, Arabella chooses judiciously this time and is rewarded by reconciliation with her family and a wedding with the medical prince on a windy, sunlit day in spring. Mrs. Tallis read the 7 pages of The Trials of Arabella in her bedroom at her dressing table, with the author's arm around her shoulder the whole while. Bryony studied her mother's face for every trace of shifting emotion. And Emily